I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a UDOT maintenance truck had to be hoisted from a water treatment canal in Big Cottonwood Canyon this morning. The truck veered off the road and crashed just below a dam where the water is treated. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the University of Utah women's basketball team is getting ready for the Sweet 16. They'll play LSU after winning their first two tournament games. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do not have these lanes open yet. Crews are still on the scene. Northbound I-15 at 200 North in Kaysville. Two left lanes blocked. That still has traffic backed all the way to the north interchange. This southbound I-15, we do have delays going from 5300 South through Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Fast-moving storm blasting through the state, and there's more to come. I'm Kevin Eubank.
41 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Suggesting that former Trump attorney Michael Cohen has not always told the truth, Cohen being a key witness in a New York City grand jury investigation of the former president. Another witness testifying today, longtime Trump ally and former lawyer for Cohen, Bob Costello, saying afterward,
"What I'm going to do ultimately is release the materials that I gave to the Manhattan DA's office and to Trump's lawyers to the media and let you guys read everything."
The case involves an alleged campaign finance violation and hush money paid to a porn star. Expected to go on strike tomorrow, food service workers, custodians, special education assistants in the Los Angeles Unified School District, joined in support by teachers, hundreds of thousands of workers involved, pay a major issue. Arrested a student who police say opened fire at a Dallas area high school this morning, killing one student and injuring another before being arrested. Arlington Police Chief Al Jones.
As a dad, I was disturbed because it's, you know, it's a kid.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. KSL Sports, University of Utah women's basketball team has booked their ticket to the Sweet 16. Jeremiah Jensen with KSL TV is joining me live to talk about this. So, Jeremiah, they're on their way to South Carolina. They're going to meet third-seeded LSU. So what do we know about this LSU team, the Tigers?
Well, they're very, very good. They come out of the SEC, which is the same conference as South Carolina, who's right now number one ranked, undefeated. And they're a good basketball team. Kim Mulkey's their head coach. And you may remember Kim Mulkey from Baylor. She won two national championships there, and she's having success at LSU. Angel Reese is their top player. She had 25 points, 24 rebounds in the NCAA tournament game last night. So that's the type of talent and force that the Utes are going to be dealing with. But you get to the Sweet 16, you're going to play great coaches and great players.
Yeah, these teams have a pedigree they're going to be facing. The Lady Utes themselves, I don't think many people are familiar with the team. First of all, how many people do they draw? Like, for instance, this weekend in the NCAA tournament?
It's been awesome to see the evolution and the excitement build. You know, in the past, they'd maybe get 1,000 or 2,000 up at the Huntsman Center to watch their games. And now they're drawing, they had almost 10,000 for the game against Stanford when they beat Stanford and became co-champions. We had over 8,000 fans for the first and second round this weekend to watch the Utes. So there's a lot of excitement building. And anytime you win, as they say, you build it, they will come. It's mm-hmm. certainly true, and that's happening with this program. A lot of excitement building, and people are coming to watch.
Okay, so give us the scouting report. Who do we watch for on the Utes?
Well, for the Utes, Alyssa Pelley, it all starts with her. She's the Pac-12 Player of the Year. She averages 20 and 10. She's a terrific passer. She is a force. I talked about Angel Reese for LSU. The Utes are going to have to figure out how to deal with her. But LSU's got to figure out how to deal with Pelley, who plays inside out. She can pass. She can do everything. And they're really good defensively, but Utah gets up and down the court. If Utah can play their game, shoot a lot of threes, get the pace sped up, LSU won't be able to keep up with that. So that's going to be the key, is for Utah to dictate tempo, knock down those three-pointers. They could score a lot of points in this game, and that's going to be the difference in being able to beat a team like LSU that wants to slow it down, keep it in the half court, and make it a physical basketball.
Now, is the rest of the Utah team a supporting cast, or is this team strong all the way around?
And I mentioned Pelley because I think she's key. She's their star player, but Gianna Niepkins is a terrific player. She can score 20-plus in a game. Jenna Johnson had a great first and second round. She's a really good player. They've got a lot of depth, and so that's been key for this team. 2 years ago, they won 5 games, Jeff, and now they're approaching 30 wins because they've improved their roster so greatly. They've got a lot of depth. They've got everything it takes to go to the Final Four. Now it's just about matchups and knocking down those shots and executing what they do. And we'll see what they can do on Friday. I'll be there.
Now, this really, you're going?
I'm going. Packing them bags. I'm going to Greenville.
Do you know what time the game is Friday?
The game time has not been released. We're waiting for the last of the second round games to finish today before they release the time. That'll be tomorrow.
Now, just to make clear, they're not a Cinderella team.
This is not a Cinderella. This is a team that's ranked 8th in the country, a 2 seed. They're supposed to be here. And they are a team that legitimately could win the next 2 games and make it to the Final Four. They're that good.
Wouldn't that be sweet? Thanks so much. KSL-TV's Jeremiah Jensen joining us live.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.